All right, some good work, some great tape to evaluate. Entertaining game, came down with a shot at the end there. So a lot of good stuff for us. Came out relatively injury free. Had a couple guys that didn't make the trip in Corey James and Seth. Those guys stayed behind, weren't able to make it. So they're back at home taking care of business. I thought it was great the way we started. Offensively did a couple good things. Defensively did a couple good things. Ended up playing a solid half against a good football team. And by no means where it needs to be yet, but I'm showing some real positive signs, so I'm happy with that. I thought in particular the touchdown passes by Derek to Coop and CP, us getting off the field on defense much better, and so that made for a pretty solid first half. So, questions?
Are there any prognosis on Olawale or Amerson?
Nope. None that I'm going to share right now. I mean, we saw Olawale, pull up a little bit. It just depends on how significant it was. We'll find out.
Your thoughts on the two backup quarterbacks, EJ and Connor? Did they? Would you say they struggled a little bit, or what would your instant analysis of how they played?
Yeah, I think they played better. I think they've had maybe more time than we did today. I thought they were hassled a little bit, harassed a little bit. I think they've both, shown growth in our camp and through the opportunities they're getting to work with the team. So, at the end there, good opportunity to get a two-minute drive. Connor went down. At the end of the first half, we basically were just getting out of the half. And so I thought all in all, I thought the work's been pretty solid by those guys.
Get Penn out there with a first team 10-play drive. It works about as well as you could have hoped, I would assume, to get him in for the first time.
Yeah, I got him in. I mean, obviously he had to take care of himself coming back in shape, which he's done, and we want to get him involved and get him up to speed and then allow him to play a little bit, and that's what we did tonight. I mean, he didn't play a ton. I think he played somewhere around 15 plays. That was the idea, to get him right around that. And all in all, it was pretty solid. So I'm pleased with that.
You mentioned the defense getting off the field. What did you see on third downs that was better this week than the previous 2 weeks?
Well, it's really basic stuff. When you're playing your leverage better, your eyes are right, your leverage is good, and you're playing together, I think good things happen for you. So I thought we had greater attention to detail, and that, and it always helps when you get some of that interior push, and we get a sack from Hester on a big third down. So, you start getting some of that interior push with the way our edge rushers come at you, and that's good stuff for us.
Cordero says he's not really a believer in touchbacks. He likes the green light. He likes to try to make plays happen for his team. Obviously, when stops behind the 25, that's happened twice with him tonight. It's not what you guys are going for. Is there a time for him to do touchbacks or to kneel it, or are you guys comfortable with him being the playmaker that he is and just going?
We have an approach each week, and we'll decide what that looks like. So we're glad that he is here, and we're glad that he likes to bring it out. So it's always a threat. We'll decide what we want to do when we get to game planning. But Coach Sealy does a tremendous job with the special teams units, and we'll be coached up on how we want to approach it.
What were your instant impressions of Obi and Ward's first games?
Both guys, good to have them out there. I thought Ward played hard from what I saw. Obi was involved in some things, where he was close, could have made a play, had a chance. I think with his range, the ball that was overthrown there, I think he can go get that. But it was good to have him out. It was a good start for both those young men to get them back. They're both talented kids that are working hard, and it's good to have them back.
Is there a chance that Conley's back next week, or is there any kind of timetable?
I'm hopeful. He continues to work on the side, ran today again. So, it's encouraging. He's coming. It's just a matter of, when it's the right time.